Good evening and welcome to Octopus Army. On the program tonight, a whole bunch of new stuff, at least new to the show. Slowly Minute, Green Milk from the Planet Orange, brand new album from Guitar Wolf, Bject, Christian Markley, and some others as well. So make sure you stick around for Octopus Army. Adjust your radios. They are not broken. The sound of fuzz and screaming distortion simply coming from Seiji and his friends Guitar Wolf on Octopus Army. You're listening to 93.3 CFMU. I'm Jamie, host of Octopus Army. Thanks for tuning in. From the brand new album Love Rock, which I thought was the first release in North America for a while, but apparently their previous album, UFO Romantics, was available on Narnak Records. But I didn't know that. I bought that over in Japan. This one here I did find down at the Sonic Onion store. Love Rock, the name of the album, and that was the title track that we just heard. And as always, the album is recorded blisteringly loud. If you look at the waveform, if you're ripping the stuff to your computer, as I do to record this show, it's just a solid bar, basically. There's hardly any ups and downs at all. It's just a big blue bar of noise. And what do they have under their belt in terms of albums? I guess at least six or seven, perhaps. Missile Me, Planet of the Wolves, Jet Generation, UFO Romantics, Love Rock. There's five there, and then there's a couple of compilations in Japan-only things as well. And they've also got a movie that, if you haven't seen it, man, is so worth the price of, I won't say admission because you can't go see it. Price of the DVD, it's called Wild Zero, in which Guitar Wolf play themselves, except that they fight zombies as themselves, with laser guitar picks and swords in the necks of their guitars and stuff. Yeah, it's silly, but it's really, really hilarious and well worth seeing. So let's check out some more Guitar Wolf anyway, in lieu of being able to show you the film from their new album, Love Rock. This is a track called Shinkansen High Tension. Their song titles alone, man, too awesome. And this show you're listening to is Octopus Army.
Shinkansen
And if the Guitar Wolf made you think your radio was busted, that certainly did. From the album Object 4, that was track number one, from a band called Beject. Now that's on Locust Music, and the album is Object 4, number four in a series. The Object series, sort of Locust Music's attempt to document some ongoing things in creative improv today around the world. This is actually a band from Japan, of course, because this is Octopus Army playing Japanese music. They're on the Hibari label in Japan. A trio of people, Masahiko Okura, Tetsuki Akiyama, and Uta Kawasaki. And very, very cool stuff. Some really weird guitar music made out of tubes, cell phones making burbling noises. Yes, all kinds of craziness. Improv, something that a lot of people don't really, really know very well. And certainly have to calibrate your ears towards it before you can listen to it and appreciate it, I think. But it's some cool stuff. And we're going to get back into some more rock-like stuff, but we're going to continue on with just a touch more unusualness. There is a DJ named Christian Markley. He does some work with Toshio Kajiwara. And from the album DJ Trio, we're going to hear the track Washington, September 21st, 2002. It's a live DJ Trio improv. It's not really DJ Olive as well. So it's Christian Markley, DJ Olive, and Toshio Kajiwara. And not what you think of when you think of DJs, the Executioners. This is not. It's something a little bit different. Then after that, on to a band called Green Milk from the Planet Orange. Kind of a goofy name, but a very, very cool band who were just in Canada a few months ago. If you missed them, sadly, I did. But not sadly, they sent me the record, which is all good. If you want to send me something, or at least send me an email, you can get me at jamie@octopusarmy.com. Check out the website, too, if you have the means, octopusarmy.com. Haven't done a lot of updating lately. It's been a very, very busy month this time of year. Down here in the bowels of the Student Center, CFMU here, very, very busy, lots of new people, lots of things going on, so I don't particularly have that much time to do new reviews and things like that, but hopefully they will be coming. I'm at least updating the show playlists as we go. So this is DJ Trio, which is Christian Markley, DJ Olive, and Toshio Kajiwara, and after that, some Green Milk, so stick around and listen to Octopus Army.
burst. The taste. Every color turns black.
You're back with Octopus Army. That was a group called Slowly Minute. Whimsy. Electronic whimsy, you might say. Takahiro Chiba, who is from the island of Sapporo in the north there. The island of Hokkaido in the north, town of Sapporo. And, or Sapporo, if you dig the beer, you know. And on the Child Disc label, which is also known for Nobukazu Takamura's extensive work. We're going to hear a little bit more from them before we go. The album is called Tomorrow World, and the track we heard there was the title track. We're going to hear Light of the People and the Song of the Earth just before we go. But I wanted to talk a little bit about this band before it, because I'm really digging them lately. Green Milk from the planet Orange. Now, there's a name and a half. The album is called He's Crying, Look. Not as in look at him, he's crying, but as in he's crying the word look. I can tell that from the quotations. I don't know. Anyway, started in Japan about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, kind of doing the prog, psych, jazz, indie rock combination thing. It's pretty cool. Got an email from Dead K, the guitarist and vocalist. I don't know what his real name is, but he was fairly friendly and sent along a copy of that record, He's Crying Look, from overseas. The other two albums they have out on the Ancient label are Birth of the Neo Trip and The Shape of Rock to Come. I like the name of that one. That was their debut in 2000. So check them out if you can. They're a really, really cool band. I don't have a website here for them, unfortunately, but I'm pretty sure there is one out there. We heard the tracks Sweet 5 AM, and before that, a much longer one called When Every Color Turns Black. This has been Octopus Army. Thanks for tuning in. We're nearing my third anniversary show. I don't know what I'm going to do at that point. Next week, today was by mistake, all new stuff. Didn't plan on that at all. Next week, I think it'll be some older stuff from the collection, and then we'll move back on with something else when we get back a week after that. So tune in next week, and as always, thanks for listening.